From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Kati Martin's book about her parents, enemies of the people, is compelling on two levels. First, it recalls a specific time and place, communist Hungary. Her parents were upper-middle-class, pro-American English speakers who reported for American wire services. They were jailed for espionage, then released during a period of clemency in 1956. They covered the Hungarian Revolution and then came to the United States. But her book is intriguing on another level. It's based on a premise that, if it weren't true, it would be a wonderful basis for some ironic Central European fiction. Kati Martin, you got to read through secret police files on your parents' lives, their social lives, their political lives, their intimate lives.
I was warned that this was a very risky business, that I was opening a Pandora's box by going into those files, as so many have turned up breathtaking instances of treachery and betrayal, from Milan Kundera to Günter Grass, half a century of betrayals forced on people by fascism and then communism. And when I was sitting in the archivist's office of the Budapest Secret Police and watching clerks in white coats wheeling in these supermarket carts full of the Martin family file, and the head archivist turned to me and said, "Yes, it's one of our biggest files," as though, congratulations, you've won the lottery. I mean, I was just terrified. What would the files hold? And since I speak Hungarian, I was able to translate them myself. And indeed, the files did reveal many things that I would have been happier not knowing about my parents, particularly their personal lives. However, the final image that the files convey is of two remarkable people who really withstood the most brutal treatment and didn't cave and didn't, and this was the big relief for me as their child, did not betray another Hungarian.
You read the files and you see not only your parents' lives, you and your sister. What's happening with you as children is being described.
Yeah, we were sources. We were major sources for this vile French nanny.
Filing with the Hungarian secret police, yes. Inside accounts on the Martin family.
Yes, and really urging the state to make its move to arrest my parents. Meanwhile, the state is building a ever larger file on my parents. And then came the biggest shock in the files, well, of many, and that was that it was an American mole inside the Budapest embassy that provided the critical evidence against my parents.
In fact, your father, when he was eventually tried for espionage, was caught doing something which goes beyond any definition of journalism. He took a copy of the Hungarian national budget and used it not for reporting purposes, took it, but delivered it to somebody at the U.S. Embassy.
Yes. The reason that was classified is that the economy was tanking and they didn't want that known. But he thought he was safe doing that because only the ambassador and two other diplomats were present when he did that. It turned out that one of the diplomats present was the mole. Mm-hmm. And so this was what triggered his arrest, and then 4 months later, my mother's arrest as well.
But that was somewhere between an indiscretion and just being utterly beyond the realm of what a reporter does.
Yes, Robert, that was one of the things that I found really hard to understand, is how my father could make such reckless moves when he had two little kids to think about. I came away respecting my parents in so many ways, but I do not hold them up as role models for parenting. I think that they put their profession and their love of all things Western ahead of their responsibilities as parents, but they paid for it massively because the treatment that they got in prison was brutal.
Your sources for Enemies of the People extend beyond the Hungarian secret police files, because your father, who is a noted journalist in Washington, covered the State Department for the Associated Press after he came here, wrote a memoir of those days, and your mother has an unpublished memoir.
Which she gave me a couple of years before her death. Of course, they gloss over many, many things which the files do not gloss over. I mean, my father did not like to talk about terror and harsh things and his own fear and his own humiliation. And the files filled in those big gaps for me.
Because every cellmate that he had when he was detained, when he was in prison, was informing on him.
And he did confess to being a spy. And then, because he felt that his case was hopeless and that he would never get out, he started systematically planning his suicide. And that was hard for me, his daughter, to digest. And it was indeed one of these cellmates, agent cellmates, who prevented the suicide because he picked up three
He was hoarding pills. Sleeping pills.
Right.
He was hoarding sedatives.
He had 60 sleeping pills.
And he would have taken them, you think? It was from what you read of what his
He was utterly broken and despairing, and he thought that even if he got out, he would be a broken, useless man. And he actually smuggled a letter, or tried to smuggle a letter written on cigarette paper to my mother, urging her to divorce him, marry anybody at the American embassy or Western embassy, a security guard, anybody, but just get out of Dodge, get out of Budapest, take the kids, myself and my sister, and make them forget me. Can you imagine a husband and a father asking such a thing of his wife?
Then there's a whole dimension to your reading about your parents, reading about your father's flirtation with the wife of a British diplomat.
Yes.
Your mother's affair with the young man who was a figure around your childhood for a while, who was
Indeed.
Hanging around. And learning things about your parents that, you know, little kids just don't learn, and parents typically would just assume they don't learn.
Right. I'm sure they wouldn't enjoy reading about this. And in their lifetime, I wouldn't have written this book. But my mother always said that prison saved their marriage, and I never understood what that meant. And now I do, because indeed, their marriage was on the brink when they were arrested, and when they saw each other in prison for the first time at their trial, and they observed each other's courage, I think they fell in love all over again.
Kati Martin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.
For talking with us. Kati Martin's book is called Enemies of the People, My Family's Journey to America.